This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And the Southeast United States prepares for a visit from now Category 3 Hurricane Dorian. The Northwest Bahamas are still getting torrential rains from it. The Red Cross's Steve McAndrew is on Grand Bahama.
When the storm is stationary, those winds continue going in a circular fashion, but the storm itself does not move on, and it continues to dump large amounts of rain.
The storm killing at least five and injuring about two dozen in the Bahamas, and now it's headed for the east coast of Florida, where it will skirt the coast, head up to Georgia, and then the Carolinas. 1,200 flights are canceled today because of the storm. Reversing itself, the Trump administration now will not cancel a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Chaos again in Kabul, Afghanistan. This the sound after a Taliban suicide attack in the Afghan capital. At least 16 people killed, over 100 people injured. The Monday attack coming just hours after the U.S. had said it had agreed in principle to withdraw about 5,000 troops from Afghanistan. Police in Elkmont, Alabama, north of Birmingham, say a 14-year-old boy has confessed to murdering all five members of his family last night. The boy reportedly called 911 to say he heard shots fired, but later reportedly confessed to pulling the trigger himself. Comedian and actor Kevin Hart is recovering after being injured in an early Sunday morning car crash in Southern California. Yesterday, his wife told reporters,
Is he going to pull through fully, you think?
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A wild scene as the Minnesota State Fair wound down last night. Authorities say three people were shot outside of the fairgrounds and another was struck by a car as the festivities were ending. St. Paul Police Department spokesman Steve Linder is saying many more people could have been hurt. The chaos erupting after some sort of altercation broke out just outside of the main gates. All three victims are expected to survive. The girl who was struck by the vehicles in critical condition. Police in Houston are looking for the people who demanded Popeye's chicken sandwiches at gunpoint. Word is they went to the drive-thru window last night, and they were told that the place was out of the chicken sandwiches they wanted. Authorities say the two women and three men stormed the front door of the restaurant, making it clear they were not going to take no chicken for an answer. A worker locked the front door before they could get in. And citing the risk of conjuring evil spirits while reading them, the seven books in the Harry Potter series have been removed from the library at St. Edward Catholic School in Nashville. In an email from a pastor at the school, the reverend says the curses and spells used in the books are real, and the person reciting them could actually conjure evil spirits when they do. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the way we roll. I have to tell you, this slow-moving storm, this hurricane, a storm, hurricane, that is heading to the East Coast continues to steadily move along. But meanwhile, it's being reported thousands of Floridians are unfazed by Hurricane Dorian's storm path. I mean, you know, it's almost like, you know, Floridians are, you know, again, imagine that picture in Forrest Gump, you know, Lieutenant Dan, you know, they're all in the top of their houses half naked, just yelling and screaming, mocking the wind they are. That's the way some of them are in Florida. But no doubt, I mean, this is, you know, you can only be entertained to a certain degree by it because it is awesome. I mean, the force, and we saw what happened in the Bahamas, you know, at one point a Cat 5, now down to a Cat 3. And we only hope and pray that there is, you know, if there's some way that that hurricane can make a heart right and just dissipate out in the Atlantic. And we've already dealt with enough damage for what it's done in the Bahamas. They're already talking billions of dollars, and we're talking those numbers could really mount up depending on what happens. But, hey, the nature of natural forces like hurricanes are a bit unpredictable, to say the least. Phil Kirpin is going to be joining us now. He's the president of American Commitment, and we're going to be talking about why the famed economist Milton Friedman rightly opposed drug reimportation and why his reasoning remains true today. This, you know, some of the things about, you know, empirical evidence proven, you know, policies and time and again, but for some reason, I don't know what it is, Phil, that we want to abandon, you know, proven empirical evidence. You know, what is it? Are we just arrogant people?
Well, sometimes concepts in economics are not obvious, are sort of the opposite of what they might seem. And this is a pretty tricky one. The issue here is price discrimination. The issue here is the idea that, you know, a company that has a patent, which grants them sort of a legal exclusivity, has sort of a legally sanctioned monopoly to sell a product, they can charge different prices to different customers, and they can charge people who are able and willing to pay a lot higher than people who have less ability or less willingness to pay, and that's actually profit maximizing to do. If they weren't able to do that, if they had to charge everyone the same price, they would actually make less money. And that's kind of the way that Milton Friedman looked at the drug reimportation debate, which is really interesting because that's sort of not how either side of that debate typically thinks about it. If you kind of look at the way the debate's unfolding, and this is very timely again because President Trump is proposing doing this, which historically mostly Democrats have wanted to do it, Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, but President Trump is suggesting, you know, we could save money on drugs if We buy them from Canada, where they're priced much less than the United States. And the way this debate usually plays out is you have people who want to do it saying, hey, this is a free trade issue. If the drug companies are giving the Canadians a lower price, then we should get that price too. Let's buy it. And people who are against it typically say, well, they've got government price controls in Canada, so we'd be reimporting their price controls, which is not a policy that we should want. And Milton Friedman, you know, I found this interview with Milton Friedman because I was wondering which side of this debate was Milton Friedman on, and I found this interview, which is actually kind of hard to find, Bill, but I found an archive of it, and he said, well, it's not either of those things. He said it's not a free trade issue, and it's not an issue of price controls. The issue is the patent. If it costs, at the time he was talking, I think it was $800 million. It's now about triple that, $2.5 billion. But if it costs billions of dollars to develop a new drug and bring it to market, you've got to have a mechanism to justify those costs and have a return on investment. The mechanism we have in the United States is we grant a patent. There might be other systems you could think of, but that's the one we currently use. And the essence of a patent, what a patent fundamentally means, is that you have the right to exclude competition and to charge the prices that you want to charge. And if we say you've got to compete with your own drugs that went to a foreign country and came back into the U.S., it destroys the value of that patent. And it undermines the ability of companies to spend those billions of dollars of research and know they're going to be able to make a profit if they get a, if they, you know, if they cure something, if they develop a treatment that works. And so I think that this is a really important perspective that's mostly missing from this debate, which is there's a property right here. There's a patent right. They spent that money. They developed. They have the right to charge high prices in the U.S. market. Even if they choose to sell for less in other markets, that's what it means to have a patent. And if we want to lower those costs, we've got to make it less expensive to bring a new drug to market. We've got to fix the FDA approval process. We've got to drive down costs because as long as it costs $2.5 billion to develop a new drug, we're going to have high prices.
But the model is going to be
get those new drugs.
But Phil, the model is going to be consistent. That is that, you know, drug manufacturers, I mean, and I don't blame them. I mean, for all that investment, as you say, billions of dollars now, in order to get a drug to market, and, you know, it's about turning a profit. I mean, this is a capitalistic system in which we live in. And so you're going to have a certain number of people. They're going to want to do end runs. And you can't blame them because that's our nature. I mean, we're consumers and we want the best deal.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about that, Bill. The drug companies, a lot of people say, why don't they just say no to foreign countries when they offer them these government-set price control prices? And they sometimes do say no. The availability of new innovator drugs is much less in all the other countries than it is in the United States because sometimes they do say no. Mm-hmm. But when they say yes to sell at a lower price, they say yes because they make the calculation that we'll take a little bit of additional profit on the margin. We're making our big money back in the U.S., but we're going to take the additional profit of selling at a government-set price abroad because some profit is better than none, and that's accretive. It adds to our, you know, it adds to our profitability as long as we've still got that money in the U.S. market. It's rational for them to do that, and they have the right to do it because it's their property. They developed it. If we could get other countries to loosen their price control regimes, that would be hugely positive for the whole world because we get a lot more drugs developed. We get a lot more innovation. We'd cure more diseases. And that needs to be a focus of our trade negotiations as it is under this administration. But you can't have a shortcut of just saying, well, we're going to export a drug, then we're going to bring it back in the U.S. and somehow shipping it twice is going to lower the price without any adverse consequences. That doesn't make sense. And there's a practical problem here, too, which is, if you had that kind of regime, if you said drugs that go to Canada can come back in the U.S. at Canadian prices, no drug company is going to sell sufficient quantities into Canada to undercut their pricing power in the U.S., which is the only supply that's actually going to be available, no matter what safety protocols you put in place, are going to be the counterfeits.
Yeah, well, you're going to have that because people say, okay, if you do an end around and you're going to play with the system, you know, they're going to play back. I mean, that's just the nature, right?
Well, right. Look, I mean, if you're, let's say you're a huge drug company, you have much higher prices in the U.S. than you have in Canada, and the government of the U.S. announces, hey, Canadian drugs are now going to come back into the U.S. at Canadian prices, why would you keep selling into Canada?
Exactly. Exactly. And then, what's going to happen there, like you say, if you choke off that supplier or that you know, that bit of, you know, bottom line delivery, because they're looking at it, as you say, everything's already been invested. This is, in a sense, kind of found money. For the drug companies, it could be a lose-lose proposition. And then for us, ultimately, even though we're the ones who are kind of supporting the R&D and the whole development of the drug,
yes.
Maybe it's just a role we play. But I want to get into a little bit more of that, Phil, and maybe you can help everyday Americans understand is that, yes, it is the American way of life, and this is still a good thing for us to pay the prices we pay, and what else we can look at in terms of lowering those prices. More from Phil Kirpin after this.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your phone.
fresh and independent we are, and good to have you along with us with the same kind of mindset and attitude at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. That's what we love about freedom, right? Is that we can be independent and free, and but it's something that isn't passed on, as Ronald Reagan said, in the bloodstream. It's something that we have to fight for. It's the fight that is never ending. It started over 250 years ago, and if you think you can put your feet up on the desk and just allow it to, you know, seemingly think that it's going to pass from one generation to the next. It doesn't. You know, we've got to fight and make sure that what we're handing off to the next generation is something better than what we had going into it. And that's why we have to remain so vigilant. Our conversation with Phil Kirvin, the president of American Commitment, continues. Phil, the bottom line of all this is how can we lower drug prices? I mean, as a free market capitalist, you know, I want people to make as much money as they can. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, there's other things that seem to be pushing, you know, the cost of drugs in our country up. And one of them, as you and I talked about before, has to do with this middleman that has very little to do. And somehow, you know, these special incentives that were supposed to be passed on to the consumer are being chewed up by this group of middlemen, and they must be so powerful that they're able to hold on to this, because you know, this continues to be discussed. It is that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, and it just keeps on surviving.
It's remarkable. I really supported that Trump administration proposal that they have backed off of, unfortunately. And right now, the pharmaceutical benefit managers, the PBMs, which are the large companies that have built these huge relationships with the basically all the pharmacies in the country, so they kind of control all the buying power, they have an exemption from the federal anti-kickback statute that allows them to demand these huge rebates, which, you know, are legally not considered kickbacks because they have this exemption, even though they probably should be considered kickbacks, and they don't pass them on to customers. They divert them to their profits. And, you know, we see a lot about how out of control prices a lot of drugs are, particularly insulins and some others, and then you look at sort of the average rebates on these, and they can be over 50%, 60-70%.
Right.
And so, you know, the price that you're paying is not what the manufacturer is actually getting, because they're sending this huge rebate to the middleman, the pharmaceutical benefit manager, and they're diverting it to their profits. And in some cases, they have extraordinarily powerful political allies. And so one of the largest PBMs, Optum, which is the one that's owned by United Health, they have this huge business partnership with AARP. And so AARP, which pretends to be a seniors group, came out totally against the Trump proposals that would have lowered drug costs significantly, because they want to protect their profits of their business partner. And, you know, I mean, everyone complains, you know, how terrible drug prices are, and they are very high. And then you have, you know, Optum was telling drug manufacturers, we need a year and a half, actually they said 7 quarters, so almost 2 years of notice if you want to cut prices. They said you can raise prices anytime to the manufacturers. Raise them whenever you want, that's fine. We make more money when you charge more. But don't cut them without giving us 2 years notice, because they're making a percentage of the price as their fee, and they're getting huge rebates. So the high price is actually, you've got a situation where the PBMs, the middlemen that are buying the drugs, prefer high prices to low prices. They make more money with high prices
because they get a percentage of it.
Prices.
Sure,
yeah.
No question. Well, so what is the benefit of the PBMs? Why do they exist?
Well, in theory, the benefit is that they've got the buying power to negotiate better deals, and that, you know, to sort of buy in bulk and have the power of lots of buyers banding together to negotiate and get lower prices. In practice, they're asking for higher prices and bigger rebates, because they can divert the rebates to their own bottom line. And so we've got this very twisted system that I would suggest is not really a free market system, because it's a product of an exemption from the anti-kickback statute.
Exactly. This is incredible. I mean, how did this come about that they would be able to carve this out? And of course, you know, Optum, I mean, you know, they see this deal, and so they create, you know, this entity of PBMs. And I mean, this is an added profit center for them, right? Now, Optum is owned by who?
United Health.
Yeah, United Health. I mean, it's like, what a rigged deal, right?
I think it's pretty outrageous. And, you know, the reason I really would like to see the Trump administration go back to that proposal is, you know, if you could redirect a lot of this money that's being pocketed by middlemen to lower the price for seniors, lower the price at the register for drugs, you could get much lower prices for consumers without undercutting the incentive for R&D and innovation and investment, because the manufacturers don't care whether they have a high price and a large rebate or whether they have a low price. They just care what the net is. They just care how much money they're making. And so this was a proposal that I thought would have significantly lowered prices without affecting the incentive for R&D, and that's really important. Also, of course, you know, to the point that Milton Friedman was making in those quotes in my article, we've got to make it much less costly to bring new drugs to market. As long as it takes years and years and years and massive expensive trials to get new drugs approved, they're going to be expensive, because there's going to have to be a mechanism for making back all of that cost. And, you know, I think it's insane that we have these massive phase two and phase three trials to prove drugs are efficacious for particular conditions, and then half the time doctors prescribe them off-label for something totally unrelated to what they were tested for anyway.
We could have much
simpler testing for safety, and that could be sufficient for doctors to go ahead and see what works in an information age where there's so much, the real patients and real doctors would be able to figure out very quickly what works for what, which is largely what they do anyway.
Well, this has become a situation that requires political capital, and it's no wonder that this comes up and then they go, I don't want to invest my political capital in this. You know, I still want to have a dog in this fight here. And to me, the PBMs have become, in a sense, kind of the marketing managers for pharmaceuticals, have they not? And they're getting this unfair, what we would seem. I mean, if anything's unfair, I would, unless you help me appreciate that these PBMs are just, you know, we just can't live without them. I mean, they just do an incredible job. But if it seems to me that what they're doing is just marking up, and what have they done? Is there any R&D on their behalf? Are they, you know, what kind of big, you know, marketing deal are they bringing to the process that says, look, we need to have these PBMs. They're worth the investment.
I don't see much consumer benefit from them the way they operate. And, I think Trump should definitely revisit that proposal. I mean, here's the thing. It's complicated. It's hard to explain. And you take on very powerful political interests when you go after them, as we saw when he backed away from it. It's much easier, much simpler, unfortunately, just say, hey, we're going to pay the same price as the Canadians. We're going to pay the same price as the Europeans. And I get why that appeals to President Trump. The problem is, that if you actually try to implement it, there's really no way to do it without serious negative consequences. And, you know, unless we can convince them to let their prices rise and meet us somewhere in the middle, we're going to undercut the incentive for R&D if we do that. And that's the tough part, is how do you convince other countries that they ought to loosen their price control?
Exactly.
Very hard. If it were easy, it would happen a long time ago.
No, absolutely no question whatsoever. And meanwhile, you've got the pharmaceuticals going, hey, look, we've done all this, you know, regulations, the whole process is costing us billions of dollars. Are you aware what it costs us to bring a drug to market here? And, you know, and then when you get back to the basics, as Milton Friedman, as you brought up earlier, just saying, hey, look, this is their property. They can do whatever they want with it. They created it. They've gone through all the hard work. And yes, the United States has invested. We've been, in a sense, co-investors with them. And we've participated in the product coming to the market. But, you know, that's not our job assignment. You know, we're not, I mean, if you want to be an investor in the company, then go invest in the company. Just because you purchased the company doesn't mean you're an investor, right? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's a good summary. And look, we all want to get lower prices, but we've got to do it in a way that keeps the incentives for finding new cures strong. If we don't cure Alzheimer's, it's going to cost us trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. We can't. It's always better and cheaper to cure a disease than to have chronic treatment, and that's why the R&D incentive, the incentive for innovation, is probably the most important measure of whether you have a good healthcare system. And that's part of why the Democrats' single-payer systems are so dangerous, because they're all government-run, all price control.
Oh, Lord,
not going to have innovation.
You imagine what that's going to do to R&D?
Yeah,
can you say crash and burn?
It will absolutely crater.
Yeah, exactly. Phil Kirpin, President of American Commitment, on Bill Martinez Live. Phil, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for sharing. Have a great day.
Right, have a good one.
You got it. Bye. You know,
know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested food, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And the southeast United States prepares for a visit from now Category 3 Hurricane Dorian. The northwest Bahamas are still getting torrential rains from it. The Red Cross's Steve McAndrew is on Grand Bahama.
When the storm is stationary, those winds continue going in a circular fashion, but the storm itself does not move on, and it continues to dump large amounts of rain.
The storm killing at least 5 and injuring about 2 dozen in the Bahamas, and now it's headed for the east coast of Florida, where it will skirt the coast, head up to Georgia, and then the Carolinas. 1,200 flights are canceled today because of the storm. Reversing itself, the Trump administration now will not cancel a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Lou Euler joins us. Yes, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Mr. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
I am well, thank you. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. As I mentioned to you, I'm here in Maui, Hawaii, visiting the grandchildren, and especially the new one who came 6 weeks early. I mean, by schedule, he wasn't even supposed to be here yet. Due to arrive, till mid-September, but he took the express one-way plane and got here 6 weeks early. And mom and dad and the family, everybody's doing really well, and he's doing great too. So we're really, really proud of him, and proud of the kids. So we're having a good time here.
Absolutely, and you can't beat the location he decided to arrive at. So that's even better.
Yeah, exactly. If you can see what I'm looking out right now over Kaanapali Bay, you can imagine, Lou, it's just absolutely gorgeous and consistent with the Maui environment. So it's all very cool. Hey, let's talk G7. President Trump once again on the international stage. I mean, forget about what the mainstream media and the Democrats wanted to say. Represented us well. We got some good news regarding Japan that
You know, we've got a good trade agreement in the offing, as you and I have talked about before, that this was critical to putting pressure on China to get the trade resolution there. And it looks like there may be a chink there in the relationship in a positive way with China, that it looked initially like they were going to hold out and see who was going to be elected in 2020. But I think these sanctions that the president has placed upon China are doing its right job and putting the pressure on them in a positive way to get them back to the negotiating table. And it looks like we might be able, which I can say, Lou, if the president is able to, you know, really solidify this China trade deal, the Democrats have no shot whatsoever.
I think you're right. Clearly, the results of the G7 get-together demonstrate the kind of expertise and leadership that Trump is exhibiting. He is that much more self-confident now that he's working with the French leader. As you say, the deal with China, he is committed to protecting the Hong Kong crowd, which are the freedom crowd within China, and protect them. At the same time, we do deals, and he is critical of what's going on with the EU, siding with Boris Johnson and the Brexit, the extraction from the European Union. So he is right on target, following what he's done on tax reform to build the wealth and the expansion of the United States of America.
And what was Europe saying, Lou, that the mainstream media didn't want to report on? It did get out that they're saying, hey, look, at maybe we should follow President Trump's lead. America's economy is the envy of the world. What are we doing? I mean, why not do what he's doing? You know, it's the old axiom, you want to be successful, do what successful people are doing. And America and Donald Trump are a grand example to the rest of the world. And ironically, at a time when you've got these millennials that are thinking socialism is the way to go, the rest of the Europeans are scratching their head and they're going, what, have these Americans lost their minds?
No, you're absolutely right. What is so ironic is, of course, that those European nations and nations around the world, which over the last 10 to 15 years have found that they're governments have grown too large. Canada, Switzerland, Sweden, many different ones, and the folks in New Zealand have all reduced the size of their governments intentionally, and as a result have increased the rate of economic growth. And that's the worldwide battle we now face, is to recognize that wealth is privately owned. It is not government owned. And when it is put to work privately with thoughtful investment policies by private individuals and companies, that's when growth occurs, and growth is key to the future of every family and every individual in America and the world.
And the other thing, Lou, it has to do with personal happiness. I mean, where are people happier? In North Korea, where it's so dark and glum? You know, I just was having a conversation with a dear friend that just came back from, you know, from France and Europe. He had been traveling about, and he said, Bill, he said, the sad thing about my travel consistently as I was traveling in Europe was the depression of people. You feel this sense of darkness and gloom as you travel. And he says, it's heartbreaking because this is where he grew up. And you imagine, Lou, that's what's going on. And, you know, I got to say, if that shining light on a hill has ever shined brighter, you know, that Ronald Reagan referred to, I would think it's now. And even in spite of what the Democrats would want to do for the sake of resistance and for the sake of trying to gain power, as Lindsey Graham said, I hope you don't get it, because you're so desperate for power that it's not about serving the people. It's all about you. And this is what Donald Trump has exposed. And this is what the mainstream media doesn't get. This is what half of the country doesn't get, that it's not about Donald Trump. It is about we the people. He made that statement. And when you look at his policies and what he's done time and again at every turn, it is to advance the cause of everyday Americans. And this is why Main Street is responding to him, in spite of what the mainstream media and all the negative propaganda and the fake news that's out there, Lou.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And of course, what this is confirming is that Trump's effort to reduce the deep state bureaucracy of America, which has a tendency to strangle and suffocate the creative notions in the minds of many individuals and investors, he is helping to do that in the EU. You know, that Brussels crowd of bureaucrats is even worse than the Washington crowd of bureaucrats. And so he's helping, I think, the EU shake off that deep state while he's working to do the same for our nation.
Well, Lou, it's one thing to have bad policy, but it's another thing to have corrupt policy. And this is what's being exposed right now domestically. And America has quite a wake-up call and some pain ahead of itself in dealing with this corruption and how rampant it is. We're getting inklings of it, but I think that we are going to have quite the day when everything is revealed here. And I think we're real close to that revelation where we've got, you know, We're gonna have some decisions to make and some serious decisions to make. But the good news in all that, Lou, is that it'll be bathed in the truth and the reality of what our country has been reduced to. And you imagine if we've been able to operate at this level in the midst of all the lies and everything, how much more efficient and effective we will be, not only, dare I say, for America, but for the world, because we know that America's influence, and I believe this is why God has blessed America, so that we can be a blessing to the rest of the world. And I believe that God is saying, okay, enough of this stuff. And there's been enough people of faith who have been praying that America would, you know, turn from their evil ways, that they would repent, and, you know, that they would seek the blessings of God, but more importantly, that they would get right by God.
That's right. And that common sense, you know, really that what we're missing here with all this socialist garbage that is being talked about by the Democrat hopefuls for the presidency, is violation of common sense.
Agree, 100%. We got to leave it there. And our conversation will continue next week with Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, thank you. As always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition.
fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs I Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221. Or go to the website, angioprim.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
Bill Martinez, live!
I'm telling you, ever since he found the cave, he's just not the same. Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of the show being brought to you by Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team is going to start saving you money on your mortgage right away in those high-interest credit card payments. What are you dealing with those, especially with these low interest rates that are out there right now? Direct lenders, okay? It's not like they're going to job your, you know, all your information out to a bunch of people. You deal with the people who have the answer. They're the ones who lend the money, okay? So you go direct. Give them a call, 800-700-8068, for all the details, and tell them Bill Martinez sent you their way. It is time to talk about woke supremacy. I got to tell you, Al Parada has, I don't know, Al, you must have been channeling me or something, but you're exactly right with you call him the rise of woke supremacists. I mean, this is the great threat to our nation right now, not white supremacy, it's these woke supremacists that are going around here.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And because the woke supremacists, they have the, they, unlike the white supremacists who have very little power and are, you know, writing their little pamphlets in their mommy's basement, these folks have power in the media, in academia, in the political world. So they are much more of a threat on a daily basis to, you know, to the freedoms of this country.
Well, they've hijacked our language. I mean, you can't clap anymore. Now you got to use jazz hands. You got all this whole lingo, you know, that they have apprehended. And meanwhile, I mean, God forbid you use the wrong pronoun, you know, all hell breaks loose, right?
Exactly. And that's the point. It, the purity test
for woke supremacists. It's 100% pure. In my article that went out on over the weekend with Stream, I was talking about somebody like Jay-Z. Now, Jay-Z, you'd think he was woke. I mean, he's got Obama on speed dial. He's socially active. Yet he signs a deal with the NFL to do something, and he gets jumped on because the NFL still hasn't brought Colin Kaepernick back to play. You know, nobody has signed him to a contract that he deems he's worth. Mm-hmm. So now Jay-Z gets attacked for dealing with the NFL. Okay, wait, you thought, you know, this guy wasn't woke enough. Mm-hmm. No, you have to be 100%. It has to be 100%, or else there'll be destruction. You're destroyed. There'll be attempts to destroy you. Just like, and the big thing that set me off to actually write the article was Eric McCormick and Deborah Messing of Will and Grace basically demanding to have the guest list for a fundraiser Trump's going to be doing in Beverly Hills. And the way McCormick put it was, so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with.
Right,
you're talking. That is blacklisting. I mean, we used to call it blacklisting. Let's call it woke supremacy now. But that is exactly what he's talking about. Who is it that we can shun? Who is it we can dismiss from our ranks? And the thing that about this is, at least, you know, in a way, thank God, he's at least saying publicly what is known, what is the untold secret in Hollywood, which is if you are conservative, especially now in the Trump era, if you're a Republican, you will be shunned. You will not be hired. You will be pushed off sets.
So what's Deborah Messing et al. Going to do? Are they going to go into the voter booth with all the Hollywood celebs and make sure that they vote correct? If they don't, then they're going to be outed right there?
Yeah. Sounds like she'd be perfectly game for that, because she wants to, like I said, she wants to know too who's going to be donated to Trump, because that's the way they roll. You can't unless you're like a superstar, you know, if you're a Kelsey Grammer who's already made tens of millions of dollars and has won a truckload of Emmys, you know, he can be conservative. You're not going to mess with him too much.
Right.
But if you're on lower down the thing, oh yeah, it gets around, and you will be. You'll stop from working. The classic example is Ron Silver. I don't know if folks, your audience remembers him. Mm-hmm. This is a great character actor, and he was a Democratic activist. He was active politically as a Democrat, as a liberal for years and years. Mm-hmm. Yet after 9/11, he sort of had a little bit of a change of heart and moved a little bit more in the Republican direction. Yet the minute he announced he was supporting Bush, the acting roles went away.
Exactly.
That's his word. They disappeared. And this is the guy who was like Emmy nominated. I mean, I think he's Oscar nominated for playing Alan Dershowitz in Reversible Fortune.
Right.
This is a talented guy. Boom. That's Ron Silver. I mean, that's a great actor. Boom. Sorry.
That's
the way they roll.
No, this is, and we've got to find a way, Al, somehow. I mean, there's just got to be enough people standing up against this. This is why I said earlier in the show that conservatism is not for the faint of heart. I mean, you know, for our Constitution, for our way of life, the American dream to continue, we've got to fight back. I mean, you know, this jazz hands and, you know, this woke society and all this stuff that we're falling into. I mean, this is all part and parcel of a greater plan to disassemble the American way of life, is it not?
Yes, and because it's not even about a marketplace of ideas where you fight it out and the winner wins on a given day. Mm-hmm. It is about shutting down the marketplace of ideas. It is about, you know, central control of ideas, of thought, of dissent, of even discussion. You can't even, you're called a racist, the woke supremacist, you're called a racist if you don't, again, follow the thing. Oh, Deborah Messing, she was retweeting a tweet and celebrating a tweet that said, a black vote for Trump is mental illness.
Yes.
Wow. Who does the kind of thing that says you're crazy if you vote a certain way?
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, you step off the plantation, the woke supremacists will come after you is just as much as bad as the KKK.
Well, these are desperate people. They're absolutely desperate. And what makes them desperate is their vacancy of ideas, Al. If they had ideas that merited, that generated a crowd, I mean, the only thing they're doing, I mean, it's kind of like Joe Biden right now. I mean, Biden has spent his wad on his hatred for Trump. I mean, he's even enlisted his wife to say, we can tell everybody, well, hold your nose, you know, but, you know, we got to think about, you know, the greater good, and the greater good as they define it is getting rid of Donald Trump, the guy that has brought us record unemployment, the guy that has, you know, given us a robust economy after, oh, that's right, 8 years of the Biden-Obama regime that all but destroyed our economy. But no, I guess we want to go back to, that kind of government and that, you know, that kind of economic malaise, right?
Yeah. And here's the thing with Biden. He's a victim of woke supremacy. He supported for decades the Hyde Amendment. Mm-hmm. But the woke supremacists came down on him on it, and in 24 hours, he totally switched the position he'd had for decades. That's somebody who's been victimized by the woke supremacy, that you can't keep the ideas you've had because it's not woke enough.
Well, Brad,
that's why he's falling apart, because Biden's having to be, one reason he's falling apart, besides the mental deterioration, is he's having to force himself to step in the line because he wants the job so bad.
Right.
His wife wants the job that so bad. Somebody wants the job so bad because he doesn't seem all that interested in it.
No, it's like, like Barack Obama said, why are you doing this? And speaking of Barack Obama, Brad, play that soundbite from Barack Obama from a number of years ago that, to Al's point, is just perfect for what he just said in terms of Democratic support in one decade or maybe 1 year, and then a couple years fast forward, and it's like, even their standard bearer has no relevance in this woke society of the Democratic Party. Go ahead and play that soundbite.
We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
And Donald Trump says, I agree with Barack Obama 100%. That was Barack Obama then. The Democratic Party, now unhinged, can't even begin to agree with maybe one sentence that he spouted.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the white part of Obama. He's obviously a racist and a xenophobe,
mm-hmm.
that he's hiding it. Yeah,
yeah, right.
And that's the irony. Is like in our book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, we did a whole chapter where we spoke about democratic views of immigration just a few short years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's no different than what Trump's talking about today. So what's different?
Yes.
That's the thing. These woke supremacists have moved so far over to the left and are so strident that even rational, moderate positions that even might be too moderate for you and me, they're considered outrageous. They're out of control.
They're leading their fellow Democrats, the ones that are staying with them, over a cliff.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, this is going to be absolute destruction. I mean, unless I'm totally off base here, and they're going to find out gravity still exists, and they're taking, you know, this party over the edge, and there's some Democrats already going, hey, you're on your own. You know, that's for you. It's not that I'm leaving the party. You left me, and where they're going to end up, we'll wait and see. Maybe some, we may find out, decide just not to vote at all because they just, they can't align themselves with conservatism. That's okay. I mean, we need to spare a thought, but they're starting to check out because, all the crazy stuff of, their leading candidate, Joe Biden. How do you support that?
I don't know. It could be a mess. It could be a mess when your leading candidate is falling apart mentally and making mistakes every 5 minutes, but you're keeping him because he's the most moderate of the group.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you how bad things are off for that Democratic Party right now.
Yeah, no message, but other than we hate Donald Trump, which is basically, I mean, it's deja vu all over again. You know, Hillary Clinton didn't have much of a message either.
Yeah, and but what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and thinking you're going to get a different result. Well,
yeah, they're raising its whole new art form. Al Parada, managing editor of The Stream. Go to stream.org for all the information to be in the flow of the know. Al, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Oh, talk to you later.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.